Bruce Newberry,
the food dude.
Hello again. Welcome to the tastiest talk show on the radio here in the Dave's Marketplace Broadcast Bistro. And as we have been saying for weeks, it seems like, chili cook-off to chili cook-off, we extend a spoon and extend a hand. We have been in chili cook-off mode here for quite some time, but that's what the winter's all about. Stick to the ribs, hearty comfort food, and that says chili, and chili says that. We have had several chili cook-offs going on in the area, two last week. We have the winners from both the Rutland Winterfest Chili Cook-Off and the Newport Winter Festival Chili Cook-Off. But first, let's visit the field of battle. Let us visit the arena, in this case, at the Newport Winter Festival at the Newport Marriott.
At the Newport Winter Festival, we had to start with our dear friend Nicole from Stoneacre to talk chili. How are you?
I'm great. It's so good to see you guys, Bruce. We're thrilled to be here on this snowy and beautiful day.
I know. It looks like a winter festival, doesn't it?
Truly. This year it's not 60, so...
Right.
Feeling like winter.
Last year we were sitting outside and you're right. No, this is, I don't think anybody's going to complain about the snow.
No, we're here to warm up in the snow with some chili.
This is it. And we start out with a great recipe that has a fantastic story. And it's your pork chili verde, but take it from there.
So this dish was one of our first on the menu about 10 years ago as we opened a Stoneacre pantry. It was created by one of our longest and most loyal employees. It is a fusion of Guatemalan and French cuisine. It's pretty awesome, done with tomatillo, black beans, pork, and topped off with some fried tortillas.
Oh, man. And now, this has been a fan favorite. It's making a return here to the Great Chili Cook-Off in Newport, but with some tweaks.
Small tweaks, you know, a little feedback last year, heavier on the black beans.
And, really?
Yeah, the people are hungry.
Yeah. Boy, that's great that you get that kind of feedback, and that just goes to show the high level of taster that we have and the high level of attendee that we have.
You know, these people don't come to play. They're here to seriously critique food. We got foodies all over Newport. And for us, it's pretty exciting because it's a dish we serve every brunch on Sundays. So we're excited to show more people and tell them all about it.
Excellent. So this is at which of your restaurants?
So we serve this at both of our restaurants. We serve this at Stoneacre Garden and Stoneacre Brasserie because it is such a staple to our original menu. We think it's important that we give everyone the opportunity to try it.
For sure. So the Brasserie is where?
28 Washington Square, right across from the Colony House. And Stoneacre Garden, which is making its grand seasoning debut.
Nice.
On St. Patrick's Parade Day, which is March 16th.
Yes.
We'll be having a big music festival day and hopefully some bagpipers out there to keep everyone entertained.
Oh, man, how great is that? And then there's the inn.
Yes, we have the Chart House Inn. So that is our seven-room inn, just about a football field away from both establishments. Each room's named after a woman who charted history through Rhode Island, and hopefully I'll be one of them. No.
I think you already are.
Oh, Bruce, you're too good to me.
Well, not at all. Not at all. And how can we keep up on all that's going on with the Stoneacre Hospitality Group?
So you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, or you can find us at stoneacrebrasserie.com and check us out under the happenings page.
And it is happening here. All right. Here at the Great Chili Cook-Off, great to see you. Best of luck today.
All right, you too. Enjoy, and you better be voting for us.
Early and often. In the early going here at the Newport Great Chili Cook-Off, we're with Alan at the Portsmouth Public House. Alan, good to see you back here.
Good to see you as well.
Ready for a big day?
Oh, I think it's going to be a great day today.
All right, and we're looking for all of the marbles. We're in it to win it. Just placed outside last year, so you're in it to win it this year.
We sure are. I'll tell you, I have a chef that was cooking for 40 years, and last year we just almost made it. So this year, my executive chef, Michael, he said, you know, we need to punch it up a little bit, and that's what we did, and I think everybody's going to love it. Mike's got a great recipe going here.
Now, this is the Portsmouth Public House chili that is on the regular menu. Tell me about what's in it.
Well, what we did is we put premium beef in there.
Nice.
Okay. we're putting the best celery you can buy in produce, okay? It makes all the difference.
Absolutely.
You know? And then the other stuff, I'll be honest with you, I can't divulge, because if I do,
that's okay.
Everybody will want to do it.
Well, that's okay, but it is a hot item on the menu at the Portsmouth Public House. It's one of your best menu items, best sellers, you were telling.
Oh, yeah, definitely. One of our best sellers. And, you know, we have to make so much of it every week, it's crazy.
Any idea how much you make?
Well, I got to say, we're doing at least 15 gallons.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of chili.
That's a lot of chili.
Oh, that's great. Just describe it for us. Is it a red chili?
It is a red chili.
Okay.
Yeah.
And would you put the heat scale medium?
Well, we didn't want to go too hot with it because, remember, we're serving to the public.
Exactly.
You know, so what we did was, I like to say, if you're going to say heat-wise, I'd give it a 4.
Sure. Okay. Excellent. It's going to be great. Everybody's going to love it. And don't forget to vote for Portsmouth Public House with a K. And what is this called on your menu?
It's just called a home chili.
Home chili at the Portsmouth Public House. And where are you located?
We're right at 600 Clock Tower Square in Portsmouth, Rhode Island. You can't miss us. If you're going into Newport, Rhode Island, we're right there on West Main.
Excellent. Well, Alan, best of luck today, and we'll keep tabs, and we'll see if we can get some feedback from some folks coming in to try and taste here at the Great Chili Cook-Off. Best of luck today.
Thank you. You as well. Have a good day.
Here at the Great Chili Cook-Off here in Newport, Scott Williams has just gotten his chili beads. You're official now. Good to see you.
I am official. Thank you. Nice to see you.
Great to see you guys back out here at the Chili Cook-Off. Always a fan favorite. Everybody wants to know, is the Newport Fire Department here?
We are here. We are showing up today with some good stick-to-your-ribs chili. We always bring something to have some fun for the kids.
It's
a great event here.
It's a great event, and it wouldn't be a Chili Cook-Off in Newport without the Newport Fire Department.
Yeah, we've been doing it since 2003, kind of shocking, you know, 21 years. You know,
nothing the matter with that. So, and competing with the Newport Fire Department kind of trademark chili here.
Yeah, we have a little...
call it a 343.
343 chili, yep. Three types of meat, four types of peppers, and three types of beans.
Wow. All right. How long has this been cooking? This particular batch. I mean, the recipe goes back a long way.
It has. We cooked it Thursday night, and because you got to get it down to temperature and all that, the health department. So you got to be real smart with doing it.
Of course.
We cooked it Thursday night.
Oh, man, and that makes it just twice, three times as good. That's amazing. Now, is there one person in the fire department that kind of guards the recipe?
No, we'll tell
everybody knows.
We'll tell anybody the recipe.
All right. Is there one crew member on the fire department who makes it better than others?
Oh no, we have some fantastic cooks. Yeah. So there's always, everybody's got a little twist to it, you know, and they put their own twist on it. But no one.
Who supervised this? Did you supervise this?
I did. I've been doing this since we've been in it.
So what's your special twist?
I'm nothing. I just
follow the recipe.
Yeah. Pretty much. Ed Coleman did this years ago when we first got in it. He's the brains behind the operation when we first did it. And I've sort of just carried the torch and picked it up. And
how much chili do you figure the Newport Fire Department has made over the years?
Well,
it has to be hundreds of gallons, doesn't it?
Easily. When we first did it, I think we made like 15 gallons and we got cleaned out and we had 2 hours of this event left and we didn't have any more chili. So the next year we did 20 gallons. We thought we'd be fine and we were cleaned out then too. So now we make about 30 gallons of chili.
Oh, man.
And there's not much left, if any, you know, so.
I bet. I'm just seeing some jalapenos just putting out on the table here.
Yeah,
so
we make this. It's not a mild chili. It's got some spice to it, but we don't want to kill anybody.
Of course.
They want to do the damage.
You want to doctor it up. We've got some.
They can do the damage. They can do the damage.
We've got some fresh jalapenos that you can garnish yourself or just sample it right out of the pot. It is bubbling and hot and ready to go. Who do we have here on the crew today?
We have Dave Downs, retired fireman. He's been with us doing this for quite some time. We have our chief, Harp Donnelly. He loves this. He's all about family fun events. He loves getting the fire department out there, you know, public relations like that. I have my daughter here. We have Mike Murata, Kyle McKenna, one of our new guys, Lars Mangold. So we have a good team here.
Excellent.
Many hands make light work.
And ready to go with the winning recipe and always a fan favorite. So best of luck today.
Thanks so much, Bruce.
Good to see you here at the Great Chili Cook-Off. The Newport Fire Department wouldn't be a chili cook-off in Newport without it. Thanks, Scott, very, very much.
And as it turned out, it wasn't. And the Newport Fire Department claimed first prize by the People's Choice at the 27th annual Newport Chili Cook-Off, receiving trophies, prizes, including a prize package of cheese and some cheese accessories from Cabot Creamery. Made our broadcast creamier and fresher, Cabot Creamery, and we were powered by VD Mercedes-Benz of Tiverton and VD Volvo Cars. VD.com.
Food Dude Bruce Newberry.
Ice cream makes every day special. We know that. Look who you're talking to. Island Homemade Vermont Ice Cream. And at our cafe at the Scoop Shop at Island Homemade Vermont Ice Cream, every day is special. Every Monday is Milkshake Monday. A milkshake for $5. Every Tuesday is Teaser Tuesday. It's a teaser scoop for $2. Every Wednesday is Waffle Cone Wednesday. Get a dollar off a small or large cone. Thursday, we float. Special price on all our floats to float you into the weekend. We're here every day from 7 to 7 with scoops and soups, cones and coffee. Come on in any day. Come on in every day. The cafe at Island Homemade Vermont Ice Cream Scoop Shop, Williston Road at 21 Commerce Street. And you know what was a big hit at the recent restaurant show? Our new flavor, Island Coconut Chocolate Chunk. And it's now available in pints. It's been in the Scoop Shop for a while, continues to be in the Scoop Shop. Have a cone, have a cup, have a sprinkle, have a shake. And it is coming to a supermarket shelf near you. Island Homemade Ice Cream. Island Coconut Chocolate Chunk and Coconut Chunk Pies. Check it out when you visit the Scoop Shop at Island Homemade Vermont Ice Cream. We're at 21 Commerce Street, Williston Road, and we are Vermont's other ice cream. And if you stopped by and visited us in Boston at the restaurant show, if you serve ice cream, we may even come and do a Food Dude broadcast or podcast from your location. We'd love to have you as part of the family. Island Homemade Ice Cream. If you'd like to find out more, visit islandhomemadeicecream.com. If you're in the Williston, Vermont area, stop in anytime between 7 and 7 at our Scoop Shop and Cafe, Williston Road at 21 Commerce Street. We're in the winner's circle at the Great Chili Cook-Off in Newport, Rhode Island. Food Dude on the Floor reporter Ben Newberry.
We are here with Scott Hermel with Wharf Fish House and Tiki Bar. Scott, welcome to the event today.
Hey, thanks for having us. We're excited to be here.
Excellent. Now, is this your guys' first time coming to the cook-off, or have you done this before?
Yeah, for the fish house we've been here before for the Wharf Southern Kitchen, our sister restaurant down below us.
Okay, excellent. So, for those who don't know, what is Wharf Fish House and Tiki Bar?
All right, so Wharf Fish House is on the second and third floor at, down on Bowen's Wharf, right in the water. We're a tiki kind of Polynesian-themed restaurant, so crazy infused tiki drinks, awesome small plates, everything from like spam sliders to coconut shrimp to island fried rice. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Excellent. So now moving into the chili today, tell me about the chili, you know, what's going into it, and how'd you come up with the recipe?
All right, so I worked with Chef Juan Reyes and Chef Joey Piatti at our spot. And we kind of wanted to bring a bit of an island theme to a chili, which was something new for us.
Gotcha.
So we use spam as kind of our base meat. That's a real, real popular ingredient in a lot of Hawaiian food. And we like playing with it at the restaurant. So that was our base. We added some beef and pork, a bunch of different, you know, chilies and tomatoes. We made a kind of pineapple relish slaw sort of thing that goes on top.
Oh, wow.
And then a kind of like a ginger Thai basil crema.
Oh my goodness, wow.
So it's a funky one. We wanted to do something.
Sounds absolutely amazing. And then just last thing that I want to know is where can we find out more about the fish house, about the tiki bar?
Yeah, I mean, Instagram is huge. We're always posting pictures and videos. We're www.thewharffishhouse.com is our website. Huge gallery on there. Or just come see us on Bowen's Wharf. We're open right now, and we'll be open doing some Winterfest events. I think we got a kids tiki thing this week, so should be fun.
Excellent. Well, Scott, thank you for your time today. Best of luck at the event today.
Thanks,
thank you so much.
And as it turned out, Wharf Fish House and Tiki Bar was the third place winner in the Newport Winter Festival Chili Cook-Off. Ben Newberry talked to the proprietor of Axelrod's Fry Shack and Rara's, Joe Boisvert.
How long has Axelrod's been around?
Axelrod's opened just prior to COVID. So we actually thought that we were going to, you know, fade away with COVID. What actually ended up happening was because what we were what everybody needed to be, not by design, but by accident, we were already a delivery, a drive-through, and there a takeout. So we ended up doing $400,000 out of that 600 square foot building in COVID.
Wow. So. Now, changing gears for a second over to Rara's. Can you give us the rundown about that?
So Rara's was a rebrand from Paco's Tacos. Paco's Tacos has been around for a while. I decided to rebrand. Rara is actually my 8-year-old daughter, and Axelrod is actually my 6-year-old son.
So
I found out by proxy, if I name a business after a child, that my wife will let me do it. So, yeah, we have a food truck. So, you know, we do a lot of events with our food truck, a lot of catering, a lot of big events. And we have a huge following. We do wings, sliders, fries, topped fries. We're very popular for our shakes and our sliders. We've sold 250,000 sliders since 2019. So, yeah, it's really cool. Our restaurant location is 100 East Street in Cranston. Our menu there is like San Diego style food, where we're doing San Diego Beach style food. We do crispy tacos that are fried to order, taquitos, burritos. And we also have a food truck for Rara's, and Rara's food truck is king of food trucks, man. Everywhere we go, kill it. So now,
transitioning here to the cook-off, we'll go back to Axelrod's for a second. Tell us about the Axelrod's chili that you're bringing here today.
So the chili I have for Axelrod's today is a shredded chuck chili. And its base meat is a chuck tenders. And what I did was I braised the chuck tenders just like you would short ribs. Mm-hmm. I actually did them with like a mirepoix and brought them down in Dutch ovens until they shredded apart. And another cool thing I did was when I trimmed the chuck tenders, I took the fat and I boiled it down, made a stock out of it, and I used that stock to reconstitute some pasilla chilies and some arboiled chilies.
Oh, wow.
And Axelrod's chili doesn't have actually any there's no chili powder, no cumin, any of that stuff. All the flavoring was done with chilies. So I was able to control the heat with it. It's got a medium heat. I did some fire roasted corn and some black beans. That's red and green peppers, and it's awesome. It's a really good chili.
Got everything but the kitchen sink in there.
I even took the mirepoix that was cooked down from there, and I used my immersible and blended
it.
And I added that to
Holy smokes.
Yeah, so it's a yummy chili.
Wow, that's excellent. Now, how about for Rara's? What is Rara's bringing here today?
So Rara's is my traditional, we call it the tailgate chili because it's been to many tailgates. And basically what it is, I bake my Italian, sweet Italian sausage, and then I coin it. I cook down a bunch of ground beef, and then I make my traditional chili with my tomatoes. This chili has yellow bell peppers, orange bell peppers. The beans are cannellini beans and red kidney beans. And this is your traditionally spiced, you know, chili powder, cumin, onion, you know. So it's more sweet than it is heat. But it has, it's very full. It's a very, very full chili. So they're both awesome chilies.
They both sound absolutely amazing. Can't wait to give those a try. Before we wrap up, where can we find out more about Axelrod's and more about Rara's?
So we're on Facebook. Axelrod's Fry Shack is on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Same thing with Rara's. Rara's Surf Shack is on, you know, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And we're at 100 East Street, and we'll be at every one of your favorite food truck events this year with Rara's and Axelrod's, and Axelrod's is at 1000 Sandy Lane in Warwick.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you so much.
We'll hear some of the voting as it happened coming up. Food Dude on the Floor reporter Ben Newberry.
We are here with Mr. Brad Head from Wally's Wieners. Brad, welcome to the cook-off.
Hey, thanks for having us. We're Wally's Wieners. We're located at 464 Thames Street in Newport, Rhode Island. We opened 2 years ago in February, so we're coming up on our third year. We do an array of hot dogs. We use strictly soggies, and then we also feature smash burgers, fried chicken sandwiches. And our big thing that we do is espresso martinis. Um, we, We have 12 on our menu, and we also have New England's first giant espresso martini.
Oh, my goodness.
So that is 6 regular martinis in one.
Holy smokes. So now, I'm curious, is this your guys' first time coming to the cook-off? Have you done this before?
Yes, we were here last year as well.
Oh, okay, excellent. So let's get right into it. Tell me about the chili.
So the chili, we're using cattle and pork raised from Mount Pleasant Farm down in Virginia.
Oh, okay.
So that's a sourced cattle or sourced ground beef that we use especially for this. And then it's a house-made chili, one of our chefs in-house. It's his secret recipe, so we can't really reveal too much.
But
we're using really good ingredients and just trying to put out the best product we can.
Excellent. Now, where can we find out more about Wally's Wieners?
You can find us on Instagram at Wally's Wieners, wallyswieners.com, and also on Facebook.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much, Brad Head, Wally's Wieners. Best of luck to you today, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Food dude, Bruce Newberry.
When there's a real chill in the air, there are few things that can delight all your senses like the wonderful things going on in the kitchen. The minute you hit the door, all your senses get engaged. The smell of the good things cooking. You hear the sizzle. You just can't wait to taste, particularly when that cook is preparing Gaspar's linguica or chorizo. Adding Gaspar's to any one of your favorite dishes, chili, pizza, omelets, sandwiches, lasagna, pasta sauce, there's almost no end to the wonderful ways Gaspar's can be served. And Gaspar's linguica comes in slices, franks, cocktail bites, and the traditional sausage. There's even sausage out of the casing for sauces and stuffing. So now that the cold weather is here, it's time to treat yourself to the unique taste of Gaspar's linguica once again. Available at all major supermarkets, Gaspar's, the Portuguese sausage the whole world has been enjoying for 100 years. In the Dave's Marketplace Broadcast Bistro, brought to you by Gaspar's, the Portuguese sausage the whole world has been enjoying for over 100 years. By Palmer River Grill and Perella's Ristorante. The tastiest talk show this weekend, brought to you by the Wayberry Inn. So cozy, so much great food, so perfect. And the cafe at Island Homemade Ice Cream, Scoops and Soups, Cones and Coffee on Williston Road at Commerce Street. With instant analysis from the floor at the Great Chili Cook-Off, once again, Food Dude correspondent, floor reporter Ben Newberry.
All right, so what's your name, ma'am?
My name is Mary Lee.
And you picked, you said you picked the Newport Fire Department as your vote.
I sure did, yeah. After I went around to everybody, I said, well, what was that? I thought the fire department was the best, and I went back and had a second, and then I decided absolutely it was the best.
There you go, actually. You know, they have been churning out. In fact, as I'm looking over right now, they still have plenty to churn out, so may have to make a third trip over there. Excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. What's your name, sir?
John,
and which one did you pick for the winner?
Chili Masters.
And why'd you go with Chili Masters?
Because it's a real classic, old-fashioned chili.
I see.
Not a lot of funny stuff going on in there. Just some nice spices, meat, beans,
absolutely,
onions.
I mean, heck, there's a reason why they have so many trophies over there.
Exactly.
So, what's your name?
My name's Amir Mustafa.
All right, Amir, so you picked the Wharf Fish House and Tiki Bar?
Yes, I did.
And why'd you pick that one?
Because it was something very, very different than what I'm normally accustomed to. It was like a novelty chili, but somehow they made it work.
Excellent. Love to hear it. Thank you, my friend. All right, so what's your name?
My name is Penny Lucier.
All right, Penny, and which chili did you pick for your winner today?
I picked the Wharf Fish House and Tiki Bar,
Excellent.
They are all number one.
Excellent. Now, why'd you pick number one?
It had that fresh fruit. Believe it or not, the fruit worked with the bacon, pinto bean, spam, pineapple, coconut milk. It was the bomb.
Excellent. Well, that's two that we've heard so far for Wharf Fish House, so seems like they're doing good so far.
Oh, I'm telling you, if you have a chance, go. Their staff is excellent. They have all the answers, and they're very attentive.
Excellent. Yes, we spoke with them earlier today.
I did.
Oh, yeah, I love these people. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Go Newport.
All right. So, what's your name?
Julia.
All right, Julia, so which chili did you pick for your winner today?
I picked the fire department.
All right, why'd you pick the Newport Fire Department?
It tasted the best. They're so good every year. And, like, the presentation, too.
Excellent. Now, I spoke to somebody earlier who said that she picked it because when she went back for the second time, that was one of the only ones that she went back for a second time. Did you have a similar experience?
I had it a third time.
Excellent. Well, looking at how much they still have over there, maybe you'll make it a fourth time. We'll see.
Yeah, I probably will.
Excellent. And how about you, sir? So, what's your first name?
Austin.
Austin. And which chili did you pick for the winner today?
I picked the fire department.
You picked the fire department as well. And why'd you pick that one?
I just tasted the best, and that's my favorite go-to.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you both. Excellent job. All right, and we are here with, what's your name is?
Nikki.
All right, Nikki, and which chili did you pick for today?
I picked number one, the Wharf Fish House and Tiki Bar.
Oh, we've heard a couple of those so far today, and why'd you pick that one for your winner?
I picked it because it was very different. It had rice in it, and it had more of like a tropical flavor than the heavy normal chili.
Excellent, excellent. And what about you, sir? What's your name?
My name is Parker.
All right, Parker, and which one did you pick for your winner?
I picked the Chili Master.
You picked Chili Master. Thank you both. All right, Bruce, so from what I've seen so far, it seems that we have a close race between the Newport Fire Department and Wharf Fish House and Tiki Bar. So it'll be a close race to see which one's going to draw it on top. All right, so what's your name?
Lynn.
All right, Lynn, and which chili did you pick for the winner?
Wally's.
Oh, Wally's winner.
Down.
Why'd you pick that one?
It was the most authentic, tasted the most like chili. I'm a classic girl, and it was a classic chili.
Excellent, excellent. How about you, ma'am? What's your name?
My name's Carol.
All right, Carol, which one did you pick for your winner?
I picked Wally's also.
All right, and why'd you pick Wally's?
I thought the same. I thought it was just a good, solid, classic chili. Excellent. And I also loved that they worked the crowd, and they came around and gave us samples. They were really awesome.
There you go. There you go. Have to include the service in your choice. Excellent. Well, thank you both for your time.
Thank you.
All right, Bruce, so we have Wally's Wieners making a late comeback, so still seems it could be anybody's game, so we'll have to see what the winner is. All right, and so we are here with?
Skyline.
All right, Skyline, and you said you picked the Newport Fire Department?
Yes, I did.
Excellent. Why'd you go with that one?
Because it was the best chili here. Hands down, like, not even a contest.
Sounds pretty convincing to me.
I must say, the island-style chili, really not a chili, but amazingly delicious.
There you go.
And gluten-free.
There you go.
I loved it, but I really didn't consider it a chili.
I understand. From what I've heard,
totally
get that. Yeah. And from what I've heard so far, seems like fire department and Wharf Fishes are going neck and neck right now. So it's, I have heard a couple for Wally's Wieners so far. So
Wally's
seems like
Wieners was good. That were in the running.
That. Oh
they
yeah.
Were in the running.
And of course, how can we forget Chili Masters? I mean, there's a reason they've got all those awards over there.
I don't see it.
Really?
I don't see it. I tried. We tried theirs, and we did not see it. And my friend that I'm here with is from Texas, and they said it was a Texas chili, and he's like, oh no. Yeah. He's like,
oh goodness.
No, not a Texas chili.
So. Excellent.
I'm going with the firemen all day long.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So, what are your names, folks?
Mary Kelly.
Mary and Charlie.
All right. So, which chili do you guys have here right now?
Right now we're just about to sample the rah-rahs after, but it's...
Oh, have you had any others yet this morning?
Everything but axle rods and rah-rahs.
Oh, okay, excellent. What have you got so far? Any particular ones stand out to you?
I love number four with the varieties that you can add to it.
Oh, Chili Masters?
Chili Masters.
And how about for you?
I thought the pork verde with Stone Acre was excellent, and then four was my second choice.
Oh, okay, excellent, excellent.
But like I said, to be determined.
Yeah. There you go, excellent.
And the firefighters are always consistent.
They're always good.
There you go. Have you folks come to any cookouts before? Is this your first time coming to this?
No.
We would come annually before COVID, and then...
Oh, my goodness.
Time back. So.
Well, there you go, regular veterans here. So if anyone's going to be a good judge of the chili, it's going to be you folks. Excellent, excellent. Well, enjoy the rest of the cook-off. Take care, folks.
Now, before we return to the Newport, Rhode Island chili cook-off, let's get some results from the Rutland, Vermont chili cook-off. And these were primarily home cooks. Third place was Odell with Three Alarm Chili. Second place was Dwight Christian. And in first place, Michelle Hoffman. The winners from the chili cook-off at the Rutland, Vermont Winterfest. And it was a hard-fought battle with the help of the Cairo Shriners. Our thanks to the Shriners and Jason and everybody at the Rutland, Vermont Winterfest. Meanwhile, back in Newport.
All right, and we are here at the Newport Winter Festival Chili Cook-Off with Rocky from Chili Masters. Rocky, welcome once again to the cook.
Thank you. I was asked to come, and I actually couldn't deny it. I had to come.
Of course.
It's not only a competition, but it's a lot of fun. You know, like I had talked to you earlier, you know, became a tradition. And we do well here. We actually won, like I said earlier. And it's fun. You know, our chili is right down the road. Nothing fancy. It's good old-fashioned American chili. And the crowds love it.
Excellent, excellent. And then just to make sure I have this correct, what year was it that you guys won last?
First place 2019, second place in 2020, I believe.
Excellent, excellent. And then, of course, we can't deny it, we got to talk about that award-winning chili. Tell us more about that.
Okay, so this chili that I make for competition, or especially for a People's Choice competition, is a home-style chili.
Okay.
And I've cooked this chili in competition. I've won a world title with it in 2019 as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, 2019 was a great year for Chili Masters. And so the chili today is slow cooked, has, I think, the trick or like we talked about earlier again is, you know, putting love in it, taking your time, develop the flavor.
Absolutely.
And keep it simple too.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Because you had mentioned before in our previous talk that so many people, they just rush it. They try and get to the end result without putting in the time, without putting in the effort. And I got to say, from what I've tasted earlier from you guys, clearly you guys take the time, you put the effort in. Recipe is amazing. But tell us, where can we find out more about Chili Masters, about your company in general?
Okay, so we're on Facebook. You can Google me. My name will come up, Rocky Giulianelli. I mean, you'll see all the past contests, the awards. There's actually some pictures of food. You know, you get a lot of information, and then you can go on Facebook.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you for your time once again, Rocky. Rocky from Chili Masters here at the Winter Festival Chili Cook-Off. Best of luck to you the rest of the day, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Ben Newberry toiling mightily, getting it done. Excellent job reporting from the floor, the arena, in the Great Chili Cook-Off. At the Newport Winter Festival, your winners once again, third place Chili Masters, which also won the Distance Award, longest distance traveled to compete. Second place went to Wharf Fish House and Tiki Bar, which also won Best Decorated. First place, the Newport Fire Department. And that is a taste of what went on at the 27th Chili Cook-Off.
Food Dude Bruce Newberry.
The cafe at Island Homemade Ice Cream Scoop Shop now has coffee, donuts, grilled cheese, and soup. Don't worry, you can still get ice cream any time of day. The cafe at Island Homemade Ice Cream Scoop Shop opens 7 to 7 at 21 Commerce Street in Williston.
Bruce Newberry.
The Food Dude.